Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and during this half hour, we continue to feature three prominent Motown artists from the 1960s. We'll hear from the Four Tops, Martha and the Vandellas, and the Miracles this half hour. Well, first up, the Four Tops. Well, the Four Tops unleashed some of the most monumental music America has ever known. They were the voice of experience in the Motown record label. They were knowledgeable, and they were trustworthy. Well, the Four Tops' first chart topper was Baby, I Need Your Loving, which is coming up, and they cast a cool, calming spell on this record. The song was written by the great Motown writing team of Holland, Dozier, and Holland. Well, lead singer of the Four Tops, Levi Stubbs, recalled that we'd sit around, we'd talk, we'd get a sandwich, maybe sing a line or two at a time to get a feel of the tune, then we'd take a shot at it. Well, Levi's huge, all-encompassing voice made the process sound so simple. But the reality is that the Four Tops struggled for their salvation in the early 1960s. But they finally reached their stride with this song in 1964. Baby, I Need Your Loving, right here on Motown Memories.
Another day, another night, I long to hold you tight, 'cause I'm so lonely. Has all been hers. Darling, I can't go on without you. This emptiness won't let me live without you. This loneliness inside, darling, makes me feel half alive.
Another great Motown song. Here comes another great Motown song on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Baby, I need your good loving. Got to have your love right now, baby. So come and fill my empty arms and make my life worthwhile.
Because I'm not living, baby. I only exist. Stay like this because
without the one you love, life is not worthwhile. Without your love, my dear, I'm like a motherless child. So come and fill my empty arms and make my life worthwhile.
When I feel the hope coming on, I stop and cry.
Right now.
on my head, and I sighed a reply.
Motown memory from the Four Tops. That song was called Yesterday's Dreams, and reached number 31 on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1968. Before that, a number 17 tune on the charts from the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1964, Without the One You've Loved, Life's Not Worth Living. And we started with Baby I Need Your Loving, their first great hit from 1964, reaching number 4 in the Rhythm and Blues charts. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature prominent Motown artists from the 1960s, featuring songs that were on the Rhythm and Blues charts. Well, coming up, a great signature tune from Martha and the Vandellas, Heat Wave. Well, Martha Reeves first recorded as a teenager with a group called the Delphis for the Checkmate label. She joined Motown as a secretary after she was spotted performing at Detroit's famed club called the 20 Grand Club. Well, part of Martha's duties included session hiring and singing demo tapes of submitted lyrics. A break came when a background singer couldn't make a recording date. Well, as studio work developed, Martha brought in Delphi's group greats Annette Sterling, Rosalind Ashford, and Gloria Williams. They debuted together behind Marvin Gaye on Marvin's Stubborn Kind of Fellow in 1962 and recorded a single under the name The Vells. Well, they were renamed Martha and the Vandellas, and the trio hit pay dirt big with that great budding writing team of Eddie Holland, Lamont Dozier, and Brian Holland. Well, here is one of their compositions, Heat Wave, right here on Motown.
Thank you.
is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
I'm Ready for Love for number 2 in the Rhythm and Blues charts from 1966. Before that, Live Wire, Martha and the Vandellas, 11 on the Rhythm and Blues charts from 64. And we started with Heat Wave, Martha's number 1 on Rhythm and Blues charts from 1963. This is Motown Memories from Tom Fallon. And we've featured 5 prominent Motown artists this hour so far from the 1960s. Well, coming up the last one, The Miracles featuring Smokey Robinson. Well, no other performer was as synonymous with Motown as Smokey Robinson. It was Robinson who urged his friend Berry Gordy Jr. to form the label during the late 1950s. It was Robinson who gave the company its first million seller, Shop Around, coming up in 1961, and the Motown label its first number one hit, My Guy, which he wrote in 1964 for Mary Wells. Well, Smokey eventually became a Motown vice president, one of the label's most dependable hitmakers, and one of the most prolific songwriters and producers. He penned smashes for The Temptations, Marvin Gaye, and The Marvelettes. And his own group, The Miracles, Shop Around, You Really Got a Hold on Me, Ooh Ooh Baby, which is also coming up, I Second That Emotion, and Tears of a Clown. Well, here is Smokey and The Miracles with Shop Around, right here on Motown Memories.
My mother called me to her side. She said, son, you're growing up now. Pretty soon you'll take a bride. And then she said, just because you become a young man now, there's still some things that you don't understand now. Before you ask some girl for a hand now, keep your freedom for as long as you can now. My mama told me, you better shop around.
Shop around. shop around.
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Now don't you know my daddy told me right from the start of my youth. He said no matter how old a man is, he's partly a boy in his heart. Yeah, and that's the truth. He said you'd be surprised at the things you do now. You're still gonna do, oh, but you will. But when it comes to the way you treat your woman, you can't let the boy overpower the man in you. Oh, let me tell you that every man has to understand that you can go out with the fellas, but if the boy
I'm trying, I can't give up hope.
featuring Smokey Robinson with a great song, Ooh Ooh Baby, number four on the blues charts from 1965. Before that, Smokey and His Miracles with You Can't Let the Boy Overpower the Man in You, number 12 on the rhythm and blues charts from 64. And we started with that number one on the rhythm and blues charts that set the Motown record label to stay financially with Shop Around. Well, that brings this edition of Motown Memories to a close. This entire hour, we've featured six of Motown's most prominent artists from the 1960s. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including the six that were featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as the radio stations that stream Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.